Today's forecast calls for blue skies.
It's a new day.
Good morning. I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
You've got a fresh start.
How handy of a lady named Pauline are you?
Not too.
You can do anything you put your mind to.
Yeah, you're going
to
make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
And what you don't know, maybe Lou can help.
I want you to pour a quarter cup of extra virgin olive oil over the top of the drink.
He's taking your call starting now. Lou Manfredini.
Now, the reason I use olive oil is because I'm Italian. Now, if you want to use vegetable oil, you can use that too.
Right here on House Smart. Arts Radio.
Good morning. Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 877-213-4-LOU. This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Ace Hardware and by Dykstra Home Services. Nice to have you with us this morning. We're here till 10. Thank you so much for tuning in every Saturday morning. So appreciate it. 877-213-4-LOU is our phone number. You know, it is a good thing that I am a handy person, that I can fix things. Like I can, don't worry, I'll fix that. Because my lack, it's not that I don't like sports, Joe. I mean, don't take this the wrong way. So I was really tired last night for some reason. I went to bed early. You know, my wife even looked at me. She goes, you need to go to bed. So like at 9 o'clock, I got my book. I read like 2 pages. And then I hear her screaming, oh my gosh, Tampa Bay won! You know, she's like screaming about, you know, the Tampa Bay...
Rays.
Rays winning. And then she says to me, then she also says, and the Heat won! Like, here's my wife who is, you know, all about the sports. And I'm like, okay, I got to read my book. I got to go to bed.
Well,
it's a good thing I can fix things.
That's why you don't have to rely on the sports, because your wife can just catch you all up either that night or the next morning. And
she's
apparently,
coming for you, Joe.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I know it's always been a worry of yours that Mary Beth was going to be the new sports person on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, you know, Lou, it'd be a shame if someone like stopped paying your cable bill or something, so she couldn't be all up to date on all these games anymore. And
oh, believe me. So here's the other problem with this. Good morning, Don. By the way, having some morning to Don, and good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Good morning.
We cut the cord. So we cut the cord, and now we're doing YouTube TV.
Okay.
Which, I know that we work for the big Nexstar company. Note to the Nexstar people, can't get WGN America on YouTube TV. If we could make that happen, I'd be more than happy to watch. But anyway, so the problem with the YouTube TV, it's not a problem. It's great. Right? Click, click, click. Do you use that, Joe? What do you got?
I don't use YouTube TV. I only have one cable box in my apartment. Everything else I use either Apple TV or Amazon Fire Stick.
Got it.
But I pretty much use them for live sports and then...
Okay. Well, yeah. So my son, my oldest son, Quinn, you know, he set up his mother with the ESPN app, and she wears an iWatch. What do you call it?
An Apple Watch.
Apple Watch.
Apple Watch.
So we're watching a Bears game Thursday night, which... John Williams talks about, you know, he had a news click. I think it might be the news click. You know, what are the Bears? Are they lucky? Are they bad and lucky? You know, this kind of stuff. I mean, I can't believe we're 4-1. That is just crazy to me that the Bears are 4-1. But so we're watching the game, and she's like, oh, extra point is good because the phone updates before you see, right?
The life of the cord cutters. Yeah.
Right?
Stuff streams.
And so it drives her
quicker.
Crazy. And I go, take the watch off and enjoy the game. But... You know, gotta know. And so, anyway.
Yeah, that's one of those things. During sports games, that is the best thing to do, Lou, is try and avoid anything that gives
you a notification. It's just like inherent, right? With the streaming, you're going to have a little bit of a delay.
Right.
I mean, it's sort of like when with baseball, right? The radio call was always ahead of the TV call because
right.
There was a little bit of a delay.
So earlier this year when Lucas Giolito was throwing his no-hitter, I was watching it, streaming it, and I'm following along on Twitter. I got my phone, and it goes into the ninth inning. I'm like, you know what? I just want to watch this fresh. So I threw my phone across the room on the couch. I turned off my TV.
Is she listening? Mary Beth, are you listening? Is this on? Throw the phone away.
That was a one circumstance thing. I mean, Thursday night football, you want to watch, and you want to be in tune to what other people are saying. So I get that. I understand that. But yeah, it's a tough world we live in when you get notified of your sports
updates.
Oh, my
updates. God, Tampa Bay won! Screaming. I'm like, I'm trying to read my two pages of my book before I go to sleep.
That's when I need another piranha in the tank.
They're coming. blood in the water.
They are coming for you. 877-2134-LOU is our phone number. An interesting conversation coming up a little bit later on. You know this whole walk-in tub thing that you're seeing a lot of ads for? We've spoken about them before. I found this company that distributes all across the country. They're based in Tampa, Florida. And you know what is a big thing for me is Made in America. And this is a certified Made in America company making these tubs to order. And I had a really interesting conversation with the president of the company. So that's coming up a little bit later on this morning after 8:30. But let's get to your phone calls now. Our first call, by the way, is sponsored by bathfitter.com/Lou. Let's go to the first call this morning. That is Mike in Schaumburg. Mike, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning to the best show on the radio.
Oh, you're nice. How may I help you?
Well, I know you've answered this question a million times before, but I just wasn't interested then. So I heard the guy in the promo say that. I got a garage floor crack that runs probably about 10 feet, and it's pretty narrow at most of it, but there is one section where it's probably about an inch thick. So I want to know what's my best product to fill that.
An inch wide.
An inch wide, I mean, yeah. Inch wide, yeah.
And you're not getting any water or anything like that coming up?
Nope, not at all. Okay. We just redid our whole driveway and parkway, and I want to fix this crack in the garage now.
Okay. If it's not moving at all, so I want you to buy... Okay. Where you have the area where it's an inch wide, if you go to the hardware store, you can buy something called a backer rod, which is a foam.
Okay.
It's a roll of like foam spaghetti, and it comes in different.
Okay.
It comes in different diameters. You'll probably find one that's 3/4 of an inch or so, and you'll just cut it with a pair of scissors, or you could tear it, and then that you'll have more than you need probably. But in those areas, I want you to tuck that into that crack, so that you're leaving about 3/8 of an inch left to fill with the caulking, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense? Then, and how
yep.
how long is this crack?
Oh, it goes probably about 10 feet.
And how much of the crack is about an inch wide?
Probably about 3 to 4 feet.
Okay, so you may need 2 caulk tubes of this. When you're at the hardware store, there's a terrific concrete... caulking that I really like because it's got a little bit of sand in it and it tools really well. It's called Slab, S-L-A-B, and you can get it at Ace. It is a really good product. It flows really well. This is what I'll tell you, since it's warm enough. I mean, it's going to be in the store, so it's going to be warmer. It flows better when it's room temperature. So it'll come out of the store at 70 degrees and, you know, just don't leave it in the garage the night before because it'll harden a little bit as it gets cold. But if you can keep it room temperature, put it in your caulk gun, start at that area. And then what I would do to make sure that you get a nice clean, what I've noticed about this product is it dries a little darker. So what I would do on that wider portion of it is take some painter's tape and put it on either side of the crack so that if you overcaulk a little bit and you maybe have to tool it with a putty knife, you know, you can come across it with a putty knife and then while it's still wet, remove the caulking and then keep off of it, you know, at least 12 hours so it dries. But I really like this product Slab. It's really good.
Okay. Real quick, the foam filler, what's that called?
It's called Backer Rod. So you'll find that at the hardware store in the area where they have all the weather stripping. And
will Ace have that?
They absolutely will have both of those products.
Okay. Okay, cool. Hey, can I give you one thumbs up on something?
I'll take it.
It's you know what, to any listener, it's an expensive product, but you recommended Wet and Forget. I had some moss growing on my roof, and I use that stuff all over the, you know, outside of the house now. That is a great product. It is a little pricey, but you're not going to have to mess around with anything else. It's just gone. So, great product.
I will send that to the Wet and Forget people. They'll love to hear that. Thanks so much for the affirmation.
You got it.
Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-2134-LOU. That's how it works. You call and Lindsay answers, and she says nice things to you sometimes. And Talk to her about yoga. She loves to go off, and you'll never get on the air. You'll just talk about yoga all the time. But it's 7:19 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
It's Saturday morning. Right. We're ready to get working.
Here we go.
That's right. You're tuned in to Lou.
Yes, I was just wondering, this Mr. I'll Come Over and Help Spray, Prime, and Paint Your Wrought Iron Railing?
And House Smarts Radio.
No, that's coming up later on.
He may not be knocking on your door anytime soon, you know, social distancing, but he sure will help you now over these radio airwaves.
What time are you going to be here?
All you have to do is call. Here's your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, get a rhythm.
Welcome back.
When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm.
877-2134-LOU.
When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
Will is in Chicago. Hey, Will, we're going to send you out a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. If you're working remotely, maybe you don't have enough room, let Cobblestone Remodeling create an ideal workspace for your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. How may I help you, sir?
Thank you very much, Lou. I have a Chicago bungalow in the Beverly neighborhood. At the front door entrance where the concrete landing is when you come into the home, it's leaking. It has caulking around the perimeter, and that needs to be replaced, as well as there's a crack that runs across it, and that needs to be addressed. Underneath there is a room that's all drywall, and mm-hmm. I've called various people and having a lot of trouble with people who would like to tackle that.
Okay, so when I'm walking up to your bungalow, in other words, that landing basically is surrounded on three sides like a U?
That's correct.
Yeah. And you got a little, like almost like a little cantina underneath there where you keep your preserves and your wine, right?
Absolutely. And that's all finished and drywalled. All that stuff.
Okay, so this is a little bit of a dilemma because the it's not a permaseal thing because this is something they got to attack from the top.
Yes, as I've tried to explain to people, and people don't want to do this job because of the room underneath and lots of issues I found.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. So, Will, the room underneath, is there a lot of damage down there that needs to be addressed?
None whatsoever. When it's only wind blown in terms of water getting in when it rains really heavily and the wind is blowing. So therefore, it only comes in behind the drywall and then puddles a little bit.
Okay, so you're really looking for someone to address the outside area to kind of try and seal it up. I am a little concerned with that room that you have down there, Will. Do you know that if behind that drywall, if you have insulation down there?
Mold. There's no insulation.
Okay. All right. Well, then I would definitely keep once we get this thing fixed, let me think about who I'm going to get. Who am I going to send you down there to do this fixing? Because it's kind of an odd job.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Let's try this. And you tell them that you and I had this conversation and see if they can help you up, because it's really sort of it's different. But Rogers Roofing, it's a Southside based company. They do siding, windows, gutters, all that kind of stuff. And this is kind of in that same realm, and they may be able to help you with this. And so what you're going to talk to them about is cutting out all that caulking. And then once that's out, they need to replace it with a really good caulking. And this is what I would recommend, and you could talk to them about it as well. It's called Nancy Paul Cat, NPC Solar Seal.
Okay, got it.
And so it would be a really good product because it is what they call a terrapolymer product, that it's expandable, and it would cover that really well. That crack along the actual face of the concrete where you the stoop where you stand, I mentioned to that earlier caller about a product called NPC Solar Seal, and it it would be a really good not NPC Solar Seal, excuse me, Slab, the product that goes across there. I think Rogers Roofing is 1-800 New Roof. I think it's 1-800 New Roof. And so
no problem.
If you gave them a call and just say, hey, this is kind of an odd thing, but Lou gave you a little love on the radio and maybe you could help me out.
Okay. And one other thing, that crack, what mention that again. In
okay,
terms
so
of
on the crack,
might be good.
On the crack across the face that you're going to walk on, I mean, you could use the NPC Solar Seal, but I'd rather use a product called Slab, S-L-A-B. And if you go to the Ace, they'll have that product, and that's what they would use there. I mean, if you got both those products, that would work. And, yeah, the number for Rogers is 800-NEW-ROOF.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much, Lou.
You got it. Appreciate you calling, I hope you have a good day. I hope they're able to help you out. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4-LOU. 4568 is our phone number. Well, I guess we just have a couple minutes. I can't take a call because we've got to go to news. So the one thing with we're going to get a lot of it's interesting how the show works, right? We start to get all these questions, and then it'll kind of flow through there. So we'll get a lot of caulking questions and stuff. That's fine. Keep calling in because I'm happy to help you this morning all the way up until 10 o'clock here on House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. But I do want to tell you that 2020 marks my 25th anniversary at WGN Radio. I started back in 1995 as a guest on the Bob Collins Show. And in honor of my anniversary, we're giving you a chance to win some of my favorite things. Each week, we're going to feature a different product or service that you can win. Congratulations to Louise Rodman of Palos Heights, who is the winner of last week's prize. How about this? 5 weeks of Seattle Sutton's healthy eating, including 3 fresh and delicious meals per day delivered directly to her door. You know, I had a Southwestern salad yesterday from Seattle Sutton. It is so good. Oh, my gosh, it's so good. It's got like a little corn that you can mix in there. So good. I love corn. Love corn. Just throwing that out there. I love corn. I love olive oil. Just letting you know. Congratulations, Louise. This week's prize, $300 Ace gift card. How about that? For up to 5 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint. If your home needs a fresh coat of paint or if you're just ready for a color change, Benjamin Moore makes a paint and a stain that fits your project. Find Benjamin Moore premium paints at your local Ace Hardware. Enter to win at WGNRadio.com/contest. That's WGNRadio.com/contest. This contest ends tomorrow, Sunday at 11:59 p.m., so submit your entry today. Sponsored by Benjamin Moore, available at your local Ace Hardware. Ace, the helpful place. And stay tuned next week when we announce the winner and next week's favorite thing.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
How can I help you, sir?
We're debating on putting in a tankless system. Now, I don't know anything about tankless. Can you help me, sir?
Sure. Well, they don't have a tank.
He's taking your calls live.
Where are you getting this kind of radio? Nowhere.
Right here on House Smarts Radio. Sweet dreams
are made. That always makes me laugh because I know that's your husband, by the way, with his really good radio voice.
He's got a great voice.
And all you wanted him to do was record that, and he was in your little studio, like, talking about all different kinds of things. And you, because you have no patience, you're like, just record it.
He was upset with pictures. There was only one picture of him.
Okay, so I have a question for you, Joe Brand, and for Lindsay. So in this pandemic, you know, in this all crazy time that we're at, we're all staying positive, right? We're trying to stay positive. Joe, what have you done differently? Like, what is there some new thing that you're doing other than growing a beard and having your hair long, looking like George Harrison, that you're doing during the pandemic? Like, you and your wife, are you like, oh, we're both doing what?
Not too much. I mean, we both used to cook a lot already. We both used to kind of bargain shop already. So not really too much. Yeah, I mean, the hair thing, I'm finding out.
No, like, new activity together? Like, oh, we're going on more walks or we're going whatever.
No, I like to think of us as pretty active people already. So okay. Nothing
Lindsay,
more
how about
that.
You and David? Not you specifically. You and David, are you doing something together that's different then you realize I'm setting you up because I'm going to have something really good.
Sure, sure. Well, then, I mean, I don't want to overstep, so I'm just going to say no. But I don't think there is anything anyway. I mean, together, we've just been spending more time at home, I guess.
You know what my together. Wife and I? You know what my wife and I have done more so together this year than we've ever done.
This is going to be so
what,
good.
What, Lou?
Well, it's not so good, but we own a tandem bicycle, and we have been riding the tandem bicycle like E.T. I mean, it is unbelievable how much we ride that bike. And it's so much fun. And we tool around on the little bike. And then yesterday we went to the store. It has a little basket on the front, like the basket that's on the front of your bike.
Sure.
And we went to the store and I waited outside. She went to the store and bought a bunch of French bread for lunch and some other stuff. And so there we were. I put the paper bag in the basket and like the French bread was up there. And I felt like we were in France. Pedaling our little bike.
Out of a book.
Did you have a picnic and some
sparkling
water?
No, we didn't have a picnic,
water.
But we're pedaling the bike and the French bread is like sticking out and I felt like I was in France.
That's amazing. Exactly. Oui, oui. Oh.
Right, right, right. This is it. The French music.
You way to make us all look bad.
A bicycle made built for two.
David and I started sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Okay. That's not the kind of stuff you put on the air. People don't want to know that.
I mean, so many people are having struggles, and you're like, well, and now I'm eating French bread with
my
wife.
Well, you know what? Can I tell you something I heard? You know, I watched that Willie Geist on Sunday morning, which you should really watch. He's very good. He's a really good guy.
He's a good guy. I like
he interviewed Ina Gartner, you know, the Barefoot Contessa?
Oh, yeah,
the woman that's the chef and the author. She's wonderful. And he said something that I thought was very interesting, that she has been married to her husband for 40 years, and he was on the little Zoom interview as well. And, you know, it is very difficult for, if you're a couple, right, you're spending a lot of time together, right, you're not, and so it can be a huge struggle for a lot of people. And Ina Gartner said something that she said that I thought this was very interesting. Strong marriages have become stronger, and weak marriages perhaps have become weaker.
There's
and so
said,
for those that are lucky enough to have a strong marriage, which I would hold my hand up, and Lindsay, I would put you in that camp, and Joe, you're newly married, so you better be strong. And but you also, you and your wife have dated forever.
Yeah.
Right? Like the joke was, when is he going to ask me to marry him, right? That was it?
Yeah, when is he going to work up the courage to feel confident enough to be able to do that type of thing? Yeah.
So anyway, keep working at it, people. And if you can get a bicycle built for two, I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines. This is Gretchen, who's calling in from Naperville. Gretchen, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
Well, my husband built a deck off our master this summer. And the wood's pressurized wood. I don't know if they all are, but this one is. And I'm trying to figure out if we should stain it this weekend.
Did it this summer. When did he finish?
July 25th.
It's
been 11 weeks.
How does it look?
It looks great.
Okay. And when you look at the deck, in like areas in particular, you don't see any... See, the biggest thing is I want it to be dry as possible, so that when you put the stain on there, it it really does absorb. Now, 11 weeks, probably you're probably okay. Is the deck... let me think about this. I'm just trying to give you the right advice on what to do.
What,
if you're going to... Go ahead.
Would it be a good idea to test the wood? And if so, what would we look for?
All right. So here's what I would want you to do. But you said I want to do it this weekend. So that's why take a little saran wrap. Okay.
Yeah.
And I want you on a couple of different spots in the deck boards. Look at the deck and go, well, that looks a little different than over here. Take a little piece of saran wrap, put it over the top of the deck and tape it with painter's tape and let that sit for a few hours. If you get water beading, during the day, it won't. If it gets sunlight, this won't happen. But overnight, if you come back overnight and you see water beading on the backside of that saran wrap, it's not dry. Mm-hmm. It's not dry enough. Now, had some dry weather, right? But overnight, we're getting some dew. It's cold. But if you decide to do it, okay, then I would use a semi-transparent deck stain, okay?
Okay.
If there's areas that are a little bit dirty or don't look right, take a little sanding sponge and just loosen that up a little bit. I really like the product Penofin, P-E-N-O-F-I-N, Penofin.
Okay.
It's a rosewood oil-based deck stain that you brush on. How big is this deck?
It's 12 by 14.
Okay, so you're gonna brush it on. You're gonna start at one end where the deck boards are and the railing, and you're gonna brush. You're gonna get to the end. You're gonna wait a couple minutes, and then you're gonna take a rag and you're gonna wipe it down. And it's a really, really good deck stain. Comes in some pre-finished colors, many, many pre-finished colors that you'll sure to find a shade that you like. They make a blue can and a red can. The red can has more UV protection than the blue. So if this is a deck that gets a ton of sunlight, like, wow, it's from morning until 6 o'clock at night, then you may want the red can. It costs like $5 more. But okay. It's that size deck, you'll use probably 2 gallons, maybe three. Buy three just to make sure.
Oh, okay.
And here's the other trick, too, is it covers about 300 square feet per gallon. When you're mixing multiple gallons, get a 5-gallon bucket and mix the gallons together so that the shading is all the same.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That's great.
Because, it could be one shade's a little, but you mix it all together. And then the other thing, whenever you're using oil based stain, throughout the process, make sure that you stir the can because the solids of the stain will settle a little bit and you want to just maintain it. So, you know, you dip the brush in there and every now and then come back and stir it a little bit and keep going. And if you're good and you don't get any beading on the backside there, I think you're good to go and go ahead and do it before the winter. That would be a good choice.
So if we don't do it, if we don't get it done over the next couple of weeks and it does sit through the winter, does it hurt the deck?
No, it doesn't hurt the deck. But what I will tell you then is that in the spring, you're going to have to clean the deck for sure. Okay, so that's not a big deal. And then I want you to lightly sand the wood so that you open up. As the wood sits and it gets exposed to the sun over time, you get this thing called wood sheen over the top of it where it's almost like it petrifies. You know, in other words, the fibers of the wood kind of close up going, all right, I'm going to close up because now I'm exposed and I want to protect myself like they're putting a raincoat on. And the problem with the wood sheen is that the stain doesn't absorb in there. And so if you lightly sand it, you open up those pores so it can accept the stain. It's just quite frankly, it's the most important step when it comes to staining a deck that no one does is the light sanding. And a lot of these a lot of these manufacturers are like, oh, you don't have to sand the deck. They're full of it. That's a step you need to do.
And they have a clean, this Penofin, I think you've heard you say that 100%. They have a cleaner too.
They have a cleaner as well. So you don't necessarily have to pressure wash it. But even though they say don't sand, listen to me, not them.
Okay. I will, for sure. All right. Thank you so much, Lou.
You got it. I appreciate you calling. Thank you. Hey, it's me, Lou Manfredini, and I get asked all the time, right? How come you recommend that Gilkey Window Company? Well, here are the facts. Gilkey has been independently verified to be among the country's most energy-efficient windows. It's true. Gilkey Window Company, well, they were recognized in 2019 by Window & Door Magazine as one of the top 100 manufacturers of windows in the entire country. Gilkey custom manufactures them, and they professionally install your new windows. There's never any middleman markup, so you reap all the savings, and the Gilkey warranty is second to none. Right now, take $250 off windows and take $700 off patio and entry doors, or no money down and no interest for 12 months. You can visit one of their two showrooms in Chicago Ridge, open Monday through Saturday, and in Palatine, open 7 days a week, even Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. To learn more or to set up a free, no-obligation, in-home visit and estimate, give Gilkey a call at 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-G-I-L-K-E-Y, or online at gilkey.com. You can choose vinyl or you can choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey.
WGN. There are two sounds people make when they plop down into a sofa. One is, oh, that feels good. And the other one is, wow, my knees hurt and I'm not looking forward to getting back up. I'm John Williams. I want to get you in that first group. The Joint Relief Institute is how we're going to do it. They are here to minimize your knee pain and maximize your mobility. In fact, you should think of what they do as putting a little tiny sofa cushion into that exact spot that's worn away. They use digital imaging to discover where the tissue's deteriorated. They put a joint lubricant into that spot, and like a comfy cushion, your knee feels better. It's a little more complicated than that, but really just a little. It's a quick non-surgical procedure that's pain-free and covered by most insurance. So visit JointReliefInstitute.com, JointReliefInstitute.com, or call 708-888-0000. They're in Orland Park and Oak Brook. It's the same number for both locations, 708-888-0000. As in zero pain.
Garage need repairing? It's Jack Patek, project manager at FixMyGarage.com. Take advantage of our fall specials now. Garage door tune-ups include rebalancing the door, inspecting moving parts, lubing the tracks, new rollers, all for $99. New non-insulated two-car garage doors with tracks, springs, and rollers start at $9.95 installed. New garage door openers start at $2.99 installed. All our work is guaranteed. Go to FixMyGarage.com or call 847-998-5555. It's your garage and our commitment to fix it.
Your carpets, rugs, and upholstery are reservoirs for viruses and bacteria. Professionally sanitize your carpeting, rugs, floors, and furniture before the winter arrives. Call Executive Green Carpet Cleaning today. They're a family of dedicated carpet cleaners that will show you what clean really looks like. You'll get 3 rooms of carpet cleaning for just $139. Call 630-990-8600. I keep telling them they need to raise the price. That's too cheap. But they do excellent work. Kelly and Caroline are standing by now to get you on the schedule. Call 630-990-8600 or book online at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. It's 7:51 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio, 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is the phone number. This is Al calling in from Addison. Al, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. My little problem is this, is that I've got water under the liner of my bathtub, and I think I have a solution for it, and I want to throw it past you.
Go.
First of all, I'm not able to push the water toward the drain, so removing that drain part won't work. What I was planning to do is I have a crawl space, and I have access to the underside of the tub. I was going to drill a series of quarter-inch depth holes in the underside of the cast iron bathtub, and then use a punch and a hammer to take out that circle I created in order to get the water out of it. As far as I know, according to the internet, a cast iron bathtub is 3/8 thick. So I was just going to go quarter-inch depth and try to punch it out the hole I created.
Well, okay, so you need a specialty drill bit, you know, to drill into cast iron. And what I would do...
So what kind of bit is that, Lou?
It's one that'll... It'll be a carbide, high-speed carbide that will... You'll maybe get one or two holes out of it. You're going to buy a series of these bits. Cast iron's really tough. But if you were, you can also buy a stop that you can put on the drill bit, so it only goes that deep.
I've got a solution for that. Let me throw it past you. I'll take a drill bit, put it in the vise, and crack it off, so it won't be so deep into the chuck.
Well, but you won't. But the tip won't be right.
I don't follow you.
Well,
I'll just have to tip out a quarter of an inch out of the chuck.
Right. Okay. But the problem, that's a hardened piece of steel, and you may not be successful in getting it to break as clean as you think. But I mean, you can try it, but the chances of success are tough because that is a hardened piece of steel, and it'll crack on you. I think the stop might make the most sense. Now, wait. When you talk about the water that's underneath the liner. If you remove the shoe, if you remove the shoe of the drain, okay, It could be that where you're
talking about the underside of the drain under the tub?
No, the top of the drain. So you know when you look at the top of your liner, you see that chrome piece that you see at the top of the liner?
Yeah, it's the drain.
The drain, correct. Well, that rim around the pop-up, you know, the thing that goes up and down, that rim mm-hmm. that you're talking about is called the shoe of the drain. That actually unscrews from the drain below, and so when they install,
I know that, and I'm not able to push the water toward there.
Well, I think the water may be there, and you didn't even know it because what they do when they put that liner in there, they'll put some adhesive around that drain, so it could be holding water. This is my point: is instead. You can certainly do what you're talking about, but I think that where you'd be more successful is if you remove that shoe, you will then see some adhesive end or caulking around between the liner and the tub. That if you carefully cut that away with a utility knife, I think the water will flow because your tub, it's pitched that way, and so is the liner. And I think you'll be more successful doing that than trying to drill those holes and potentially poking through the acrylic.
Okay.
You unscrew the shoe. You put a piece of
I know exactly.
You know what I'm
talking about. It's just.
How about this? If you do what I'm suggesting as a first step, if you're successful, awesome. If you're not, then you go back to try and do what you're doing. But I have a feeling, that you'll be successful doing this if you loosen that shoe and direct that water down there. You may have to just cut out that line, cut out a little bit of the caulking. You may even have to drop the drain a little bit because it's going to be at the bottom. Since you have access down there, but I think that will be the way to go. And then the issue becomes, why is the water getting underneath that liner? So something is not right, depending on the age of it, that you need to address. And, you know, get that all fixed, and then you're good to go. Good luck with the project. Thanks so much for the phone call. It is 7:57 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back. It is 8 o'clock in the morning. When we come back, this was going to be my, this is the weekend I typically go up north for that trap and fish weekend. Last year at this time, Lindsay, I was doing my show live from the Chit Chat Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Well, the weekend still happened with some people, but I did not go. But I did get a bunch of pirate jokes sent to me from the evening.
Ones.
So
great.
I've got some good ones coming up.
Now back to your host, your handyman hero, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16.
809, Lou Manfredini here with the House Smarts Radio. 877-2134-LOU. This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems and by Ace Hardware. So this was going to be my weekend away, you know, with the guys. And for a myriad of reasons, I decided not to go. Few of them went, and they're way up north, and they're all separating and being safe. But in the middle of the night, I got a series of pirate jokes sent to me from Mike Jakubowski. A series of them. Not just one pirate joke, but like 12 pirate jokes, which I was like, wow. And I woke up this morning, you know, at 5 in the morning, and I go, well, at least I know that you're having a good time. You know what I mean? That you're having a great time. So I realize that, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, we missed National Talk Like a Pirate Day. But as far as I'm concerned, Joe and Lindsay and Don, every day is a good day for a pirate joke, right? So just real quick before we get back, before we get back to your phone calls, I just have to share a couple of these, which some I haven't heard. I know some good pirate jokes, but I've never heard this one, right? So. What's a pirate's favorite way to say goodbye?
Don't know.
Arrivederci. All right. How much does a pirate pay for earrings?
A buccaneer.
A buccaneer.
Ooh, good one.
Very good, Joe. Nice. What's a pirate's favorite girlfriend's name?
Arlene.
Oh, that's good. Brenda.
I don't get that one.
Brenda.
I don't either.
It's all in the voice. What's a pirate's favorite cocktail?
Grasshopper.
Well, that's good. Margarita. Right. Okay. And how about this? A pirate's favorite pop star. Come on, Don, you got it.
Ariana Grande.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. See, Don, I knew Don had it. What's a pirate's favorite vegetable?
Artichoke.
Arugula.
Brutal. At least they're eating healthy.
What's a pirate's favorite cheese? Parmesan.
Oh,
all right. What's a pirate's favorite clothing line? Think workwear.
Argyle.
Oh, that's good. Carhartt. Oh. There you go. And finally, why does a pirate work out? Why does a pirate work out?
To get strong.
Arms.
Nope. To burn carbs.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
or to get a good booty.
It's good. I'm telling you, you could switch radio stations right now, and you wouldn't get this kind of radio. And
no,
if you did switch,
definitely.
I wouldn't blame you. 877-213-4LOU. Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. 877-213-4LOU. Let's go back to the phone lines if those people haven't hung up yet. This is Josh, who's in Lake in the Hills. Hey, Josh, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Thanks for making America's Houses great again.
How may I help you?
Yeah, I've got a patio paver block. What I've got is obviously patio pavers, but they're on a step. And I've got them glued or adhered to a solid block underneath. It's a lot of traffic there, and I've tried a number of different products like the PSL 500 or the Gorilla Heavy Duty Ultimate, but it's still not holding. What am I doing wrong, and what do I need to use?
You're not doing anything wrong. It is just a bad detail. It is, I get with the pavers, and people will do it, and they look great, but that first ribbon step just never seems to hold, and it's due to the weight of everybody sitting on there, and it just loosens the adhesive up constantly, and so it's a real... It's a real problem to keep them set. And so here's what I would do in this. Is it all those nosing steps, or is it just a few?
Just a few at the high traffic area.
Okay. So I want you to take out the ones that are loose and really clean that area up as best you can, maybe with a wire brush, and get any loose material, like any sand or materials there, and then even all this glue that you've taken off of there to get it off. So now I want it completely clean. And what I want you to use instead of a adhesive glue is I want you to use a thin set mortar. And I want you to apply it using at least a 3/8-inch notched trowel. So the idea behind this is that you're gonna mix up a little of this thin set mortar. You're gonna apply it. You're gonna run that notched trowel so you create those grooves. Okay, and it would behoove you if you have like a cinder block or two. That would be really good because I want you to then get that mortar set up. I want you to not only put it on the step that you're going to place the stone on, but a little bit on the back side of the stone so it sticks to either the other stone or the riser of the step. And you're going to put that in carefully so that the grooves that you've created in the thin set mortar create like an air pocket as you press it down. And then I need weight. So I need like a cinder block or something heavy to push down and apply pressure for 24 hours.
Understood.
That thin set, that thin set mortar is going to work into the nooks and crannies of the block, the paver block, and the concrete that it's sitting on. And if you set this up the right way, it'll create almost like a, well, it's going to create like a mortar situation where it works in between. You know, the thing to think about, like when you think about a brick wall, the mortar is not there to hold the bricks together. It's there to hold the bricks apart. And that's what we're trying to do with the thin set mortar. And it should hold for you way better. But I will tell you this, it, Josh, it's just a bad detail. Anybody that's doing any kind of paver patio, when you get to the stairs, I would rather you talk to the landscape contractor, and it costs more to use a slab for a tread instead of the block. And they make it. So, in other words, Unilock and PaveTech, not PaveTech, Unilock and what's the other one?
PaveLock.
PaveLock, thank you.
PaveLock.
PaveLock, Unilock, they all make man-made treads. And so you can get them cut. So you've got a tread that's 4 feet wide. They're either going to give you a 4 foot wide tread, or they're going to give you, you know, if it's wider than that, you'll have a series of them. But now it's a solid piece of stone that's super heavy, and when you or even two people step on those stairs, it's not going to move. And that would be, that's the better detail in my world than the paver, the individual paver stones.
Got it.
But
hey,
try,
quick question, yep, while I have you on. Quick question. Several months ago, you recommended a particular type of adhesive. It wasn't the typical stuff that you get at the hardware store, but it was a special product. And what product was that?
A special adhesive that you didn't get at the hardware store.
It might have had like an epoxy mix in it or something.
What is it that you're trying to glue?
Well, the same thing in a different application. I mean, it was, I think you had recommended in a similar type situation where somebody had a loose block, but there was a particular type of adhesive that you did recommend, and I don't know if that's ringing a bell. Probably not.
Not ringing a bell. I mean, the one that I talk about that's a really good exterior adhesive and a caulking is a product called Lexel, which is a clear waterproof.
That's it,
Lexel. It's not really designed. Yep. It's not really designed for block, but it is super sticky and it sticks to just about anything. So, you could definitely try that and see if that works for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. Good luck with the project. It's 8:19 in the morning. You know what that means? It's time to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Come on, let's face it. First impressions last a lifetime. And if you want your home to make a good one, you need a great front door. That's why you need to see the selection of fiberglass entry doors Tom just got in. They're stylish, and while they appear warm and inviting, they're also strong and protective. Fiberglass doors are also energy efficient. Don't wait until the weather turns bad to turn up your curb appeal. Make a statement now with a new front door. Another reason to head over to see what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
WGN. Robert Andreas was a World War II veteran who served in the 82nd Airborne Division. In 1956, Robert became a bricklayer in Cicero, and a few years later, Robert began to focus on concrete, and with his sons, Bobby, Brad, and Byron, Robert Andreas and Sons Concrete Contractors was born. Now, in the beginning, it was just his three sons and laborer doing all the work by hand. Today, Robert Andreas and Sons is a company with state-of-the-art equipment that can handle the smallest residential project all the way up to the largest industrial or commercial job. Now, as owners, Byron oversees the company's operations, while Debbie, his sister, oversees the company's administration. Byron's daughter, Sarah, third generation, handles the sales and marketing. You know what? Fall is a great time to have Andreas and Sons install or repair your driveway, sidewalk, patio, or steps. Do yourself a favor and contact Andreas and Sons. It's a true family-owned business. Call 708-863-5735 or visit their website, andreasconstruction.com. 877-2134 Lou, 877 213 4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines now and talk with Jack, who's in Lombard. Jack, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hello.
Hi, Jack. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Lou. So here's my question. In my bathroom, the exhaust fan, under the tub area, it's soffitted down. And the exhaust fan is on the fascia part of it. Follow me?
Okay, so the exhaust fan has an outlet on your soffit, and you've got like a little cap that is down that's connected to the soffit.
Yeah, well, I have like 8.5 foot ceilings in the bathroom, so over the tub area, it's soffitted down like 15 inches or so.
Okay.
The exhaust fan for the bathroom is on the fascia wall. It doesn't hang straight down in the tub area.
Oh, I see. Okay, we're talking
so it's
inside.
Like,
it's
okay, side mounted.
Okay, so yeah. It's side. Okay, I got you. All right.
So, and it's really old. I've been in the house 28 years, and it was probably here 20 years before I got here. It's an old squirrel cage fan.
Okay. So it's a big.
I take it apart all the.
I take it apart all the time
and clean it.
Okay.
Really loud. It's probably really inefficient, and I want to replace it. But everything I see at the big box stores, everything says that it's a straight down mount. You know, where it would just hang from the ceiling mount, and not mount into a wall. I don't know if they will work or not. Like,
okay, so
shaft or bearings need to straight down.
The fan doesn't know which way you're mounting it. That squirrel cage fan that you have, the side mounted like that, Brohn makes what's the number? I have the same one. I just replaced it in my house probably 2-3 years ago. The housing was there, and I bought a new motor from Brohn to replace the squirrel cage motor. I mean, that's the other thing too. Is you could probably just replace.
Looked that up actually.
Yeah, Brohn.
I looked that up. I don't know if they're aftermarket parts or what. But
No. The whole point where you said it's you think it's 40 years old, depending on the size, the Brohn squirrel cage fan may or may not fit. But if it doesn't. Then you just have to do new housing. They make a squirrel cage. I think it moves about 300 CFMs, so it moves a lot of air. And it's pretty quiet.
It's a small bathroom.
Yeah.
It's only about 7 by 8.
Okay, so you have more fan than you need, but you absolutely can replace that with a new one. It doesn't matter side mount. All those motors now are sealed, Jack, so it doesn't matter. There's no oil. It's not like the old days where you had a little thing you had to flip up and you put oil in the motor. It doesn't work. It doesn't work like that anymore. Everything's all sealed. The bearings are all sealed. So you can buy a new fan, pop it on there, or buy a new motor if you can get it to fit. But, if you take the cover off, do you have access to the attic above in that soffit area or no?
Not really. I'm assuming if I replace the fan, I'll probably have to take the whole housing and everything out and maybe resize the hole a little bit.
Yeah,
and that's no big deal.
Hopefully, that even with an old house like that, it's not hardwired, that there was a flexible whip. Because when you go to
I've taken it out before.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's stretched right to the end, but it's hardwired into a whip so I have a little bit of play where I can move it up.
So you got a little bit of room to do that. Got it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about...
Yeah, I took the thing completely apart to do this before, and then I realized that everything seemed to say that it needed to be hung from the ceiling, and I didn't want to go through all the trouble of doing all this and then have the thing start not working in a couple months because I hung it wrong.
Yeah, zero issue with you mounting sideways like that. I don't think you'll have a problem whatsoever.
Oh, that's great news.
All right, buddy. Appreciate your phone call. Thank you so much. 877-2134-LOU. Let's take a quick call, and then we're going to break for news. This is Maggie in Chicago. Maggie, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How are you today?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Okay, here's my problem. I had a slow drain in my bathroom sink, so I plunged it, and that was all cool. Went through, draining great. Now, when I use the sink, the water you know, it's supposed to go down the drain, comes back up into my tub, and my tub won't drain.
Okay, well, then the issue there may be that, Maggie, that where you've got the sink and then you got the tub going, it all goes into one common stack line, and that's where the clog is. It's not necessarily your sink. Since the sink is a smaller diameter drain, you probably, you know.
I didn't think it was my sink. Let me give you a little backstory here. I tried rotting through the vent line, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe my plunger is stuck because I see a screw stem coming up out of it. It never had a like a that little tail thing, you know, that's supposed to go up and down on your drain.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I just bought the house, but whoever had it tried removing that thing, the plunger, and I believe it's stuck in the line in the pipe, and I cannot pull it out. How do I pull that out?
You mean the snake that you tried to use, not the plunger? Or are you talking about the? Are you talking about the vanity sink where the stopper goes up and down?
No. I'm talking about the bathtub this time. I'm not worried about the sink. The sink is working good.
Okay, but the bathtub. You're talking about the pop up that's in the bathtub.
I don't have a pop up. Well, it was just a screen on a drain in the tub.
Got
but
it.
You know where your vent line is?
You mean the overflow?
Yeah, the overflow.
Yeah.
I believe there's like a that little stem plunger stuck in there.
You mean for the handle? Did you unscrew the overflow?
Yeah.
Did you unscrew the overflow?
Yes,
the
I
cap.
Did.
Okay. So let's try the and you put something in that overflow, like a snake, or what did you put in there, or is that just the lever that's in there?
It's the screw stem. It's what the, you know how the plunger is inside there, I guess, to shut and open the drain?
Correct. So that whole assembly pulls out, and so it may be rusted.
Correct.
It may be rusted shut. But if you're going to try and plunge the bathtub, what you have to do is put a rag, a wet rag, in that pipe and stuff it.
I did that.
And then plunge the tub.
I did that, and I plunged.
And still
water just backs up. It
yeah.
does not go down.
Okay.
It backs up.
So we need to rod that line, and you probably have to, you may need the help of a plumber, because the way that that piping goes through a tub is a little tricky, because you want to make sure that it goes down instead of up through the vent, you know, beyond the tub.
Correct.
So it's a little tricky, and you may need the help of a plumber to do that if the plunging isn't successful for you, and that's the only way you're going to solve that problem. I'm sorry, I'm just bumping up against time here. It's 8:31 in the morning. When we come back, we're going to talk about walk-in bathtubs. Speaking of bathtubs.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night.
Yeah. He loves a good bubble bath. Now back to your shower singing host, Lou Manfredini, right here on House Smarts Radio.
Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. One of the things that you may see a lot of on TV or in print ads are these walk-in tubs. These tubs where you can literally open up a door, get inside, relax, and enjoy yourself while you're bathing, or, you know, take care of the aches and pains. It's really quite a growth industry, and I wanted to learn more about it and also share that information with you. Joining me on the phone line right now is Jay Groves. He's the president of TheraTub Incorporated. Jay, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How are you doing today? Pleasure being on the show.
That's great. Nice to have you as well. Tell me first a little bit about your company.
Sure enough. We're a veteran-founded company. We've been in business for a little over 8 years. We focus only on walk-in bathtubs. And one thing about our product that differentiates us from others on the market would be our low step-in of just 2 inches to get in and out of our bathtub. And the tubs also come with a multitude of features that allow for therapeutic benefit, and we primarily target the senior organization.
Right, right. I mean, this I think is definitely something where I know a lot of seniors are probably familiar with this, but there's also people that maybe aren't seniors that have mobility issues that could really benefit from installing one of these tubs.
That is absolutely correct. I mean, many people, especially disability or, you know, even the senior market, you know, these bathtubs, they really get scared of going in and out of them for safety reasons. They're scared that they're going to fall, or even that once they're in the bathtub, that they're not going to be able to get up out of the bathtub themselves without slipping or falling. So our tubs are designed where you just basically walk in the tub, turn around, sit down in the tub. It has an ADA compliant seat height.
Right.
Usually have a few grab bars in there for safety purposes. And then, you know, some of the feedback that we've had from customers over the years on the therapeutic benefits that the walk-in tubs are able to provide because they have the air and water jets really does allow folks to have, you know, comfort with their disabilities that they may have.
Now, these tubs, I mean, so you know, the average home in the U.S. has a 5-foot bathtub, right? And maybe it's got a shower in there. You have built some of these tubs to be able to, if someone had that 5-foot tub, they could take that old tub out, and this would fit in that existing opening. And so there wouldn't need to be, like, a huge remodeling project to be able to install one of these tubs, correct?
Precisely. The tubs are designed to fit in a 5-foot space. Normally they're 30 inches wide, so we can install the tub and put it up against the existing tile. And also we offer a wall surround if you have like a one-piece shower and tub combo unit. That way we put in the tub and then you have a wall barrier going up above it. We make probably about 6 different size tubs. So we make a shorter tub for shower stall areas.
Right.
We make a tub that's not as wide that you can fit into smaller mobile homes or modular homes. And we also make wider tubs and deep soaker tubs for people that are tall. So
right.
Think of it as you build the tub size and then you have the, you know, you get the features that you want and that sort of how you end up with a great product.
Now, you guys, at I know there's a lot of different manufacturers across the country, but TheraTub, you actually sell and distribute these tubs all across the U.S., correct?
That is correct. Typically, what we do is talk with the customer, find out what their space is like. Do they have a toilet next to their tub, what the design or layout is. Then we order the tub. They can come in left-hand entry sides or right-hand entry side, mm-hmm. typically dependent upon the customer's bathroom layout. We manufacture them on demand, so it takes about 3 weeks of production time. And then usually our factory-trained installers install it on about the 4th week, with installation only taking about a day or day and a half.
When you talk to, you know, potential clients about this, I'm curious to hear what their biggest concern is. Like me, if I was thinking about this, I'm like, well, you know what, the door, I'm going to fill this thing with water. Is it going to leak? I would imagine that probably comes to mind for a lot of people when they're first thinking about these tubs.
That is one of the questions that does come up quite often. And with our design, we have an inward swinging door, and the door is a little bit bigger than the opening. So you would not have a wholesale breach of the door where you'd have 40 gallons of water leaking out on the floor,
right.
Which no one would want to have.
No.
But with the quality aviation-grade door seals that we use, if there was some type of breach, you're really only talking a couple of droplets of water. And with our lifetime warranty, that includes all parts and components, you know, our customers certainly have that peace of mind that we'll get it taken care of at no cost to them in a timely manner.
Jay, tell me, give me an idea of like some, I think that, you know, to be able to, you know, I think about soaking in a tub. Now, I'm personally, like, I own we have a hot tub outside at our home, and I love using that. I mean, I just really enjoy it. Now, that certainly is a little more difficult to get in. You know, you got to climb in there. But the therapeutic, if I spend you know, 10, 15 minutes in that thing in the nice warm water and you get to soak in there, it's just so revitalizing. And, you know, not only are these tubs obviously there for your daily, you know, hygiene, right? I mean, certainly washing yourself and, you know, with the handheld shower and whatnot, your ability to keep yourself clean. But the therapeutic side of it has to have such an impact on your customers.
Absolutely. I probably think one of the best stories I've heard would be a customer that we had in New York maybe about 5 years ago. And she had MS. And one of her concerns was having to constantly take pain medication.
Right.
And so she thought, let me get this tub. I'll relax and soak in it at night. And maybe it'll allow me not have to take that medication so frequently. So once we installed the tub, it was amazing. She called me up about a week later and was like, Jay, thank you so much.
Oh,
you know, normally the medication I get gives me 4 hours of relief. You know, I relax in the bath. I had a great 8 hours of sleep last night.
That's awesome.
So I'll hear that from MS patients. You know, people that have circulation issues with diabetes really like it because the jets can pulsate on their legs and feet. So absolutely. It gives people, you know, it lets them take their lives back when
right.
You've wanted to use a jacuzzi like that, but you're really physically not able to. So you're able to get those benefits in a bathtub.
Right. Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about now. Do you guys in the area, I know you're based in Florida, but, and you ship these tubs all around the country. Do you offer like a dealer network where people, if they're going to buy a tub from you, you can assist them in finding someone to install the tub?
Absolutely. We have a nationwide network of installers. They've all worked with us for at least about 5 years, I would say, if not longer. And that's really an important factor when getting one of these tubs put in, is working with someone that has experience doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the installers, that's what they do all day, every day. So it's their primary focus. And the better the install, the less potentially you have for any issues in the future. Certainly.
100%. 100%. And one of the things that a big thing for me is you guys are certified made in the USA. So you mentioned that earlier, that you build to order. If somebody orders a tub, you're building this down in the Tampa area, correct?
Actually, yes, sir. Certified made in the USA. We actually manufacture in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Is where our plant is located. But yes, sir. And that's, you know, very important these days. People want to, you know, make sure that they're buying American made products.
Yep.
You know, the quality is great and you're supporting American made businesses.
I love that. Give me, finally, can you give me an idea, Jay, of sort of a starting price when we're thinking about these tubs? I know that certainly you can fill these things with all kinds of features. I'm sure you got to come, you know, ones with lights and a disco ball if people wanted them. But if you were going to a starting price for a tub like this, what are we talking as far as an investment?
You're looking at about $9,000, including the installation and removal of the old tub. And if you were to add every single bell and whistle, you know, maybe almost about $10,000.
Right.
But we certainly try and keep them under $10,000. And, you know, with our efficient marketing efforts, and we try to keep a reduction in overhead, we really do have a significant cost savings versus our national competitors.
That's awesome. Where do people find out more information about your products and to learn more about the benefits of these walk-in tubs?
Sure. You can, customers or potential customers could call us at directly toll free at 866-686-8827. Or if you'd like to take a look at our website, where we have a ton of information that you can read on, our website address is www.theratub.com.
Jay Groves, president of Theratub Incorporated. Jay, I really do appreciate you taking the time today speaking with us. Good luck to you, and I hope people contact you and learn more about the tubs you guys are building.
Very good. Thank you, Lou. Have a great day, and it was a pleasure being on your show.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Hey, speaking of bathtubs, if you're looking to update your bath, people ask me all the time, who do I
Who do I recommend? I don't have to think too hard. Bathfitter. It's an easy answer. They've been installing luxury tubs for over 35 years. They're true professionals from top to bottom. Bathfitter will custom make your new bath to fit perfectly over the existing one. And their one-piece seamless wall system ensures a watertight fit. Not like that last caller that got the water underneath there. This won't leak, making it easy to maintain. Their design options are endless, so you're sure to find a tub you'll love. Bathfitter's tubs come with a lifetime warranty. That's how high quality their materials are. The installation will be done by one Bathfitter technician who will complete the install in just one day, following a strict safety protocol to ensure your well-being throughout the process. So, kickstart your bath remodel today with the experts at Bathfitter. Go to bathfitter.com/Lou to book your free consultation. For a limited time, Bathfitter is offering $450 off complete Bathfitter systems. Go to bathfitter.com/Lou to get started.
Chicago News.
Good afternoon. I'm Kim Gordon. The news is
up to the minute traffic.
There's now an accident northbound on Lakeshore Drive.
Forecast from the WGN Weather Center.
Tom Skilling from the WGN Weather Center.
Throughout the day on WGN Radio.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini for the Gilkey Window Company. Did you know that Gilkey has been independently verified to be among the most energy efficient windows in the country? It's true. They've got the best low E glass in the industry, that reflective coating embedded in the glass that reduces energy loss. It makes a big difference all year long with Chicago's weather extremes. Plus, it saves you money. Gilkey was recognized again in 2019 by the Window and Door Magazine as one of the top 100 manufacturers of windows in the entire country. Right now, take $250 off per window and $700 off patio and entry doors, or no money down and no interest for 12 months. Visit one of their two showrooms in Chicago Ridge, open Monday through Saturday, and in Palatine, open 7 days a week, even Sunday, 10 to 4. To learn more or to set up a free, no-obligation in-home visit and estimate, call Gilkey at 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY. Or check them out online at gilkey.com. You can choose vinyl or you can choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey.
News without opinions, so you can form your own. Watch News Nation every night at 7 p.m. on WGN America. Find your local channel at WGNAmerica.com.
You know, if you're like most people, you've been spending more time than usual at home these days, maybe looking at your walls. If you're ready to make a change, well, here's one of my favorite things. In fact, I sell this product in my own Ace stores. Benjamin Moore Paint has been a trusted brand for more than 50 years, and their Regal Select Interior Paint and Primer in One is one of the best. It's engineered with Gen X color technology. Regal Select delivers unmatched color and durability in a zero VOC waterborne colorant. This is an interesting thing about VOCs. A lot of times with paints, they say they're VOC-free, but the minute you add the tints, then that's gone, not with Benjamin Moore. That's why behind Benjamin Moore's renowned quality, it's low odor, it applies easily and smoothly, and is mildew resistant, formulated for easy cleaning with a stain technology that requires less scrubbing. Regal Select comes in a wide variety of sheens, providing excellent hide and coverage for a uniform finish. You can find Benjamin Moore's Regal Select interior paints in flat, matte eggshell, pearl, and semi-gloss finishes. To find these and other products, visit your local Ace store today or online at acehardware.com. Ace is the helpful place.
Good morning. You've got your radio tuned in to Lou Manfredini. Now back to your host right here on House Smarts Radio.
I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big fine car.
I do like a nice car.
I got everything that a man
bite
could want.
Had a good bite. Welcome back, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 877-213-4-LOU. This is going to be in your head all the rest of the day. 877-213-4-LOU. This is Kurt in Tinley Park. Hey, Kurt.
Yes, hello.
Good morning. How can I help you, sir?
I have a 3.5 car garage that's attached, and the house is about 25 years old. And for the last, I'm going to say 3 to 4 years, I've noticed the drywall, the ceiling drywall in the garage, has been sagging, and to the point now where there's some portions, sheets that are, you know, coming down.
Oh, gosh.
And, yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the specific problem is to have it resolved. And I can tell you that it's, you know, that it's insulated above the garage, but it's just an attic up there. And from time to time during the winter, I'll heat up the garage to work on a project. But there is only one roof vent in that garage space. So any input you could give me would be gratefully help.
So, Kurt, you don't have any access to this attic space at all?
I do.
Oh, you do? And how do
yes.
you how do you access it? Is there a scuttle hole in the garage?
Yeah, it's a pull-down stairs in the garage. Yeah, you just pull it down and walk up there. I use it for storage.
Okay, and you don't and you don't see any evidence of leaking or anything like that in there?
Correct.
Okay, well then, could it be that we just have screws that have popped from the garage?
No, it's actually what's happening. You can see it's a larger ceiling, so you can see that where the screws are attaching the drywall to the studs up there.
Yeah.
Those are pretty much being retained for the most part, but between those areas, you know, there's a bow in every sheet, basically.
Right, but that bow that you talk about, obviously where that's happened, the screws have separated. The screws, if there's a bow, okay, let me ask you this. If you go into that attic space, you're not seeing any issue with the framing, are you? You're not seeing that the framing is collapsed, are you?
No, let me just be a little bit more, a little bit more specific. The bows are between the stud spaces.
I see.
So it's literally like if this was a moisture problem, the drywall would be weighted down between the stud spaces.
Okay. And one other question. The joists that you have, are they 2 foot on center or 16 inches on center?
16 inch.
Okay. I mean, and you're not store. And the only thing that's in between that joist space right now where the bowing is insulation, and it's not anything that you're pushing down in there. I'm surprised that you're getting some sagging from that drywall like that, and I'd be curious to know how deep it is. Like, if you took a straight edge perpendicular to the the way that the ceiling joists run, you could kind of get a feel for, wow, this is sagging down quarter of an inch or a half an inch or whatever it is. There's nothing you're going to do to pull that sagging unless you put some blocking in between the joists and then push the drywall up and try and screw it to that area. What's concerning to me is if this is some sort of moisture issue, or you said the garage is heated, or you heat it occasionally?
Yeah, I just occasionally during the winter I have a torpedo heater.
I see,
but
okay.
it's not
something you do. Yeah, not something you do on a regular basis. It's just occasionally.
Right. I was thinking that, you know, whether it's during the winter or during the summer, with humidity and only one roof vent, certainly it gets really hot in that attic space. But could it be capturing moisture that ultimately is being absorbed by the drywall?
It could.
And causing the...
It could. It absolutely could. And that could be one of the issues. So more ventilation would certainly help. And just make sure that you screw in that drywall, so that it's secure, that getting rid of that bowing you're not going to be able to do anything unless you put the blocking, like I mentioned. Thanks so much for the phone call. I'm just bumping up against time here. Quick break, and then we'll get to news.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Sacrete or Quickcrete?
Quickcrete.
and House Smarts Radio.
And has a 4.9 Google rating.
He really does know what he's talking about. Sometimes he just has a hard time getting it out.
Joining me on the phone line is Kat Kataringala. I had it.
Ding! Ding-a-ling-a-ding-ding-ding-dong!
Now back to Lou Manfredini taking your calls live.
Karingala. There you go. You're doing great, Lou. Don't worry about it.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long. Sponsored by Ace Hardware this hour of House Smarts Radio. And by ChevyDriveChicago.com. What's in a name, anyway? Welcome back. Hey, Don Kleppen, did I hear you say that Oreos are coming out with multicolored Oreos?
Hey, yes, you did. Rainbow Oreos. Celebrating, LGBTQ History Month.
Okay, so I just want, maybe my wife is listening. You know, obviously, I've done a really good job on my Seattle Sutton. I've, during the pandemic, I lost a bunch of weight. I lost about 30 pounds. I've kept off the weight. But
nice.
I do want to support the LGBTQ community.
Right.
Right?
Totally.
I mean, so it's all about supporting them.
Totally.
And, Lindsay, I'm going to need a bag of those. They come in a bag?
Yeah, it looks like there's a heart-shaped Oreo on the cover, and it says they're not sold in stores. They're actually being given as rewards for acts of allyship that people share on social media.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Great.
Oh, so like if you do something to honor them, that the Oreo's monitoring that, and they'll send you a bag.
Yeah, exactly. It's just...
Or a pallet. What would it take me to get a pallet of them?
Oh, man. You have to be a heck of a story.
Yeah. Well, you know, they could send it to the hardware store. I got a forklift. We could take it right off the back of the truck.
It's perfect. Right?
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's
I owe you a little
cool.
something from after your wife gave me that bag of the thin Reese's thing, like peanut butter cups.
Okay, ooh, so Reese's here's your new candy. So I know that Halloween is coming, but so this is the new little treat at our house right now. Reese's makes dark chocolate, right? Dark chocolate Reese's. They're thins. They're thins. And so they're low in calorie.
They're healthy.
Well, they're not healthy, but they're delicious. And so my wife, Mary Beth, gave Lindsay a bag of them. Like, try
these
out. Right.
I just wanted one.
And she sends us a picture about an hour later of like a meme of this girl with chocolate all over her face going, this is what I'm like. She can't stop eating.
I have no self-control.
Yeah, man.
I can't have just one.
Have you had
especially
them?
Especially when I think they're like... better for you, lower calories.
I know.
It doesn't count when you have 10 of them.
It's like eating a salad. Same thing.
Followed by a bag of mint Oreos.
Yeah. Right. Well, let me tell you. Reese's is my favorite candy because I love peanut butter. Remember, I'm the guy that can just take the spoon of peanut butter right up. Last night, my daughter Carmen, who lives in upstate New York, sent me a photo of a brand new thing of peanut butter. Like, this is the thing we share between each other. You know when you open up the peanut butter and it's all fresh?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we trade videos whenever a new thing of peanut butter is, and I take a spoon and make that first dip in there, you know, to take the spoonful.
Quite satisfying.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So satisfying. But she did it, and she only had a fork. She goes, not quite as satisfying, but still delicious.
Oh, hey.
That's the trick.
You can still fork it. You can still fork
it. Oh, my God. So good. So good. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Steven in Lincolnwood. Steven, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. He's thinking about peanut butter. That was my fault. He was ready to go, and then I was talking about peanut butter. Steven, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How may I help you, sir?
Hey, well, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I started noticing these tiny little flies in my house, and I thought maybe I brought them in with some produce with the groceries or something. But it turns out they're drain flies. And maybe about 10 days ago, I started really trying to be proactive and getting rid of them other than just, you know, swatting them. And I poured, pots of boiling water down some of the drains that I thought were suspect and poured a little bit of bleach into the traps. But they're still coming up in the house, and I'm wondering, you know, what can I do to get rid of these things?
So the issue with this, the trick with this is the pouring of the
material down there. They're hanging on to the sides of the drain, and that's where they're breeding and living, and just pouring it down won't get all that. And so the trick is you need to buy at the hardware store something called a tube brush. It's a yellow, it's a yellow brush, probably about 6 inches long. It's tapered. It's yellow on the end, and then it has a black handle. Rubbermaid makes it. Your local Ace should carry this because I know it's an Ace product. We sell it at our stores. And you're going to take that brush, and if you have a vanity drain or the kitchen, this even in the kitchen drain where you got the crisscross, it'll fit down in there. Stick the brush inside there. Pour a little Pine Sol over the top of that, and then brush back and forth and clean the side walls of the drain down to the trap. And you need to go in each spot. If you go to HouseSmartsTV.com and you type in, what, Lindsay, probably clean the drain or drain clean, there's a video of me doing this. But, I mean, what I just described is what it is. And scrub the sidewalls of those drains with that, and then the Pine Sol will disinfect it all, and you'll eliminate the problem, then run the water through there. What I would do after that is sink with water so that you get a little bit of volume of water, and then pull it, and then that'll swoosh and clean everything out of there. And if you do that in each one of those drains, you will eliminate the problem.
All right. Could these also be coming out of, you know how like a bathtub has the switch on it and it's got the little overflow hole? Could they be in there as well?
They could be. So if you want to take that overflow off and do the same thing with the brush, you absolutely could.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'll give that a shot.
I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. It is 9:17 in the morning. Did you know that a fire department responds to a fire every 24 seconds? This Fire Prevention Month, First Alert is reminding you to be ready for the unexpected by installing smoke and carbon monoxide alarms on every level and in every bedroom of your home. Don't forget to add First Alert fire extinguishers on every level as well, and in common spaces like the kitchen, especially if you're cooking more and you need to know how to use them. Protect your whole home with reliable protection you can trust by visiting firstalert.com at your local Ace Hardware. You know, this winter, put down the smartphones and gather your family around the original social networking device, your fireplace. Put on that comfy pants, maybe some wine or hot cocoa. I think most people have been wearing the comfy pants, right, all year?
Oh, yeah.
Keep wearing the comfy pants and get around the fireplace. Get your fireplace ready now, though. Go with the company that started by a fireman over 50 years ago and remains a family business today. Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. They're Chicagoland's premier chimney and fireplace company. You know, a lot of people ask, how often should I have my fireplace cleaned and inspected? Well, according to the Chimney Safety Institute of America, the answer is every year. Regular maintenance ensures the proper, safe operation of your home's fireplace. If you can't recall the last time you had your fireplace cleaned and inspected, then go to Lindeman.com. That's LINDEMANN.com. Book your chimney cleaning appointment instantly online. Do it now. Check it off your list. That's Lindeman.com. Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. Safe and sound since 1969. 877-213-4LU is our phone number. And this is Arnie, who is calling in from Antioch. Arnie, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
877-213-4LU is our phone number.
There you go.
And this is Arnie.
3, 2, 1. Hi, Arnie.
Hello. How are you, Lou?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. The problem I have is this house is built on a slab. It's 10 years old. And the builder glued the wood right to the slab.
Okay.
And it's now coming up in spots. Is there any way to re-glue that floor down without having to pick it up?
No. I mean it can be taken up and then glued and put back down, with more than likely without having to do any sanding.
but it, there's nothing you can like slide in underneath there to make it work.
And to do that in a large area, it required a lot of sanding.
Well, I mean, the thing is, how old is this? Like, what's the overall condition of the flooring in general, other than the fact that it's lifted up?
It's in good shape. I mean, it's not the best flooring in the world the builder gave, but it's still holding up and it looks good.
Right. I mean, where are you located? Where are you calling me from?
Mundelein.
Okay. I mean, you're going to need a flooring contractor to come in, pull up a few of those boards, re-glue the floor down, and then more than likely, you're going to have to resand it. Because if you just sand a certain area, it's not going to blend in. Is this the entire first floor?
No, it's parts of the first floor.
It'd be a couple places in the kitchen. Yeah, and when you look at it, like in other words, you can walk on it, and when you walk on it, it goes back down?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can hear it creak.
Right. I mean, the problem is, yeah, could you drill a hole and inject something in there and then put some weight on there and maybe it works? Maybe. But the problem is you'd have to drill such a bunch of series of holes and then you'd have to fill that in and it wouldn't match and you wouldn't like how that looks. So if a flooring contractor comes in and takes up a few of the boards, they'll have to cut one of the boards out and put the new board in. And when they do that, it's not going to match. And the only way to blend it all in is to sand it all. It's a little more involved. It's a little more involved than you want. I understand that, but if you want it to be done the right way, then that's the way it has to be done, unfortunately. Good luck with that project. I want to try and move on and get as many calls as I can in this morning. 877-2134-LOU. This is Denny, who's in Antioch. Denny, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing, Lou?
Good. What's going on?
I have a two-car garage, and the house is 47 years old, and where I park the cars, underneath them, it's pitted. The concrete is pitted. And I'm wondering, can I do resurfacing, or do I have to actually remove all the concrete and have it redone?
Do you want to try and do this yourself?
No, I want to find somebody to do it. I'm 77 years old. I don't want to crawl around the garage floor.
Understood. I am not 100% sure that they do this work, but they do talk about the fact that they do residential jobs and they do small jobs. Have you heard me talk about Andreas Construction?
I checked with them, and they say they don't do it.
Yeah, so they're refinishing. I figure that's probably, something that they may not do. Okay. Yes, you can refinish it. Yes, you can have it recoated. It's just a question of who are you going to get to do that. You know who I would try? And we've got another sponsor here that they may do this. It's fixmygarage.com. And they do all these different repairs on garages, and they may be able to help you with this project as well. And their website is fixmygarage.com.
Okay. And you think this will work as far as you can do the resurfacing?
Well, here's the thing. It's not a forever thing, Denny. The point is, if we lived in Arizona, I would tell you, oh yeah, this will be great. But the thing is, you're going to be bringing salt and the temperature changes, such an extreme. Will it look better than it looks right now? 100%. Will it last for 5 years? Maybe. But you'll start to get some lift out of those spots that you may have to redo it again. I mean, if the rest of the concrete is in decent shape, I don't know that you need to replace all the concrete, The other thing you can do is, you can do a little resurfacing or have someone do that, and you could recoat with an epoxy coating, but even then, that's not a forever thing in our marketplace. It's something that, because of the weather extremes, you just can't go into it thinking that it's going to last forever, because it's not. It'll look a lot better than it looks right now.
Well, it's going to last 5 years. I hope I last 5 years.
Okay, well then, if that's our litmus test, then you go for it. See if these folks at fixmygarage.com can help you out.
All right, thanks, Lou.
You got it, Denny. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU is our number. This is Melissa, who's in Westmont. Melissa, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Love your show.
Thank you. What's going on?
I have a new to us house, and our master bathroom tub, the faucet, when I pull the little thingy to make the shower head turn on, the faucet starts like screeching and warbling like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something we can fix without having to call a plumber?
Yeah, maybe. Here's what I want you to do. Have you showered yet today?
No.
All right. Let's not forget our personal hygiene even on the weekends, okay? So when next time you're in there in your birthday suit, does it screech right away or does it screech like once it starts to warm up a little bit?
Well, it doesn't screech till I pull the thing. Like if I was just taking a bath, it doesn't
right.
make a noise.
No. But in other words, when you run the hot water and you lift it, it starts screeching right away.
Right away. And okay. then occasionally a stop during a shower, but not always.
Yeah. So I bet the screeching is coming from the actual spout. So this is what I want you to do. When you're in there and you're showering, I want you to take your hand firmly and cover the spout like you're going to block the spout. So no water comes out. If you do that and the screeching goes away, you need to replace the spout.
Okay.
Wait one second. So now we need to figure out what kind of spout you have. And you can maybe do this before you go in the shower, but this will be, if you put your hand on the bottom of the spout, okay, the bottom that you can't see, and you go towards the wall, if you feel a little, like, cutout on the bottom of the spout, like a little way where it's notched a little bit, there is an there's an Allen wrench screw that's up in there. That if you have an Allen wrench, or you can borrow one or get one, whatever, you're going to unscrew that, and then that spout, you're going to kind of twist it and pull it and come out, and you'll have a copper pipe sticking out of there. I'm going to ask you one other question. How old is your house?
It was built in 76.
Okay, so chances are what I just described is what you have. Now, you're going to take that spout to the hardware store, and you're going to say, hi, I need one of these, and they're going to hand you one of them, and you're going to slide it.
Okay.
You're going to slide it back on, and you're going to line it up, and you're going to tighten that screw, and you're going to take a shower, and it's not going to screech anymore, and you're going to be super happy. But then I want you to do one other thing while you're there.
Okay.
Buy a little. What color is the tile?
White.
Buy a little squeeze tube of silicone. Not silicone, latex, white caulk.
Okay.
And then after you set that all up and we confirm that it's not squeaking and everything's great and you don't have to hear the whistling anymore, you're going to put a little bead of caulk around that just so water doesn't get behind it.
Okay. And I'm glad my husband's listening to all of this downstairs so he can do it this.
Right. So the key, the first thing is if that little gap that I talk about on the bottom side is not there, then that spout maybe unscrews from the wall. But they'll still have a replacement spout for you there, too.
Okay.
Okay? So give that a shot,
awesome.
And you should be able to fix it yourself. Congratulations on the new house to you. I appreciate you listening to the show. It's 9:30 in the morning. When we come back, it's our Just Text Me segment. So if you want to send us a couple text messages, we'll answer those after the news. But right now, it's time for WGN Radio News.
Time for Just Text Me.
How do you do this?
Maybe it's your fingernails. It's easy. Look.
It's that easy.
And send.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
It's so funny.
I would rather talk to you, but I know a lot of you text during the day, during the show. So our Just Text Me segment is sponsored by Robert R. Andreas & Sons Construction. And Lindsay has a few text messages that we can answer, correct?
I do.
You're like reading them and laughing at them.
No. All right, here's the first one. I have a black granite countertop in the powder room sink. Around the handles, the granite has become dull because we have hard water. How can we get it shiny again?
This is a tough one because the calcium, you know, in the hard water will just kind of break up that finish. And so the first thing I would do is try and clean up that. If there's any calcium buildup there, use something as simple as like CLR and almost full strength a little bit, but then don't leave it there a long time, and use a plastic putty knife to scrape around there to get as much of that off as you can, and maybe even a brass stripping brush. Actually, what I would do is this: with a little brass stripping brush, dip that in some full strength CLR, and then scrub it around there, let it sit there for just a couple minutes, scrub it again, and then wipe it with clean water. As far as getting the shine back, there's not a lot you can do that's a permanent fix, but what you could do is try a little, I gave this tip last week, a little Carnauba auto wax that you would put a paste on there, let that dry, and then buff it clean, and it should bring the shine back, and it won't last forever, but you may have to repeat it in 6 months.
All right, next is, I used Ace Cabinet Paint and loved the results. So that was probably 8 years ago, so would like to put a fresh coat on. Is that possible? And if so, what do I need to do to prep?
So that cabinet and trim paint by Ace is like the best-kept secret at your Ace Hardware store. It is an alkali-based self-leveling paint that I absolutely love. All you're going to do now to put another coat on 8 years later is a little light sanding just to make sure that it's nice and even. Then I would wipe it down with a degreaser, like a crud cutter, spray that on, wipe it, then a wet rag to get the degreaser off, and then just put a new coat of paint on there, and it'll self-level, it'll stick to itself, it'll bond, and you'll hopefully get another 8 years, if not more, now that you have another coat on there out of the product. It looked great.
All right, and lastly, we have a vinyl window in the front of our house. Can we paint the outside window frame?
You can. You can paint anything. It's just a question of how long you want it to last. And I will tell you that, not to be overly Ace-centric, but the Clark & Kensington exterior paint is designed to go on wood, metal, and plastic, and it sticks really well. So if you're just talking about painting one window, you could get a quart of it mixed in whatever color you want and go ahead and paint it. But now you have a painted surface. And so, you know, there could be a few years from now where you get a little fading or a little peeling that you would have to address down the line. So if you want, go ahead and paint it, but know that now you have a painted surface. Thanks so much for the text messages. Let's go back to the phone calls now. This is Donna in Niles. Hey, Donna, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. We discovered mold in our attic yesterday, and I was hoping you could recommend somebody that we can call out to assess what's up there and how to correct it.
So, you know, they don't advertise this, but they've been in this business a long time, is our friends at Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. They have a separate environmental division of their company, and they can actually come out, inspect, and do the remediation for you. So if you go to if you go to executivegreencarpetcleaning.com, look for their division and the environmental side, and you can contact them to set up an appointment for them to come out and take a look at it.
That's great. I use them for carpet cleaning, and I love them.
They're great. They're just the nicest people. They'll do a really nice job for you. And on this environmental side, they have a lot of experience, and I know that you can get them out there and trust them for sure. Let's talk to Doug, who's in Barrington. Hey, Doug, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning, Lou. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
So, a little backstory to what I'm about. I'm getting some buried pressure on my water. But a little backstory is I just had a new water softener and ozone unit put in about 10 weeks ago.
Okay.
And the pressure tanks on my well are also needing to be replaced, but Snelton's coming out and doing that later. But what happens is when I start the water in the morning, it runs normal for about half a second, then it almost like it bursts, kind of like it's trying to chug up and get up to pressure. I don't know if that has to do with the pressure tanks or if it has to do with something else that's going on, because it's, I thought I noticed it right after the water softener and ozone unit were installed. But he came out and took a look at that. There was a leak, but it's a reverse osmosis, has a bad valve. So we're a plumber's dream right now. So, you know, he's loving us. They're loving us because, you know, they're getting money from us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, wait. So I'm just trying to understand this. So in other words, you go when the system's down overnight, you're not using it. Then when you first draw, there's like a hiccup in the system, and then it corrects itself for the rest of the day.
Yes.
Yeah. It would be my guess. You know what, Lindsay? This is that whole well and water pump thing. We're trying to get a contractor to come on to talk about this. I would focus on the pressure tank. I mean, a couple things. You know, when you did all this work, they shut the water down, and now you start to whenever you shut the water down and you essentially drain the system, you know, you loosen up a bunch of sediment in the piping, and that will take a while to flush through the system. If the pressure tanks are older, it's certainly feasible that there's debris in those pressure tanks now that's causing them to, you know, basically have this little hiccup on first draw. A couple things that I would try in the meantime, do you have a, you've got outdoor water spigots, right?
Yes.
Okay. And how about do you have like a laundry sink?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm looking for you to do is to run the system with unrestricted valves. So meaning that your garden hose outside, you know, is an unrestricted valve. And so the idea behind that is we want to flow that water out and get it to kind of flush all this sediment out there. And so maybe if you think about this, in the morning tomorrow when you wake up, if you can have the garden hose already set up, before you do anything, go to the bathroom or whatever, go outside and turn that water hose on and draw that water there. Any sediment that's in the line, I mean, even today you could run the system to kind of try and flush it out a little bit, but first draw. Let's try that on the garden hose to see if we can flush the system out. But don't be surprised, and the plumbers love you, that you're, and you mentioned already that maybe you got to replace those pressure tanks, that's probably going to solve the issue.
Well, they're getting replaced next week, and another backstory is my wife's been running the hose for about 4 hours every day because we just had part of our lawn redone.
Oh.
So everything's just going on. But no, the pressure tanks need replaced. They were 6 years old and they failed. Snelton's been amazing about it. And so they're coming out replacing them. And it was expected, you know, we just remodeled the kitchen and everything. So, you know, we've got a money pit right now. But,
all right. Well,
but we're loving it.
I think that you're in the right direction as it pertains to the pressure tanks. And hopefully that solves the issue. But I would be interested when this is done to call me back so that I can find out if in fact that's what it was. So thanks so much for the phone call. Hey, before we take a quick break, I want to tell you about something fun I'm going to be doing next week. Misericordia always has this amazing Heart of Mercy ball each year, and it has been my honor over the past several years to act as the MC of the event, and it's usually at the Hilton, and it's always a great event. Of course, during this COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of this stuff is going virtual. That's exactly what's happening to the Heart of Mercy Ball that's going to be presented this coming Wednesday, October 14th. And you can go to heartofmercyball.org, heartofmercyball.org. There's a virtual cocktail hour, which I think means you just sign in and then you have drinks, right? Why not? So you can sign in and have drinks, and then there's a bunch of surprise celebrity visits. I will have happy to say that I was responsible for one of them, and I'm not the C-minus celebrity we're talking about. And the program starts at 7 o'clock, so it's going to be a really fun virtual event. I had an opportunity a couple weeks ago to do their Artisan All virtual event, which was so fun to do, and they really did a nice job. This should be fun as well. If you'd like to register and join us this Wednesday night, program starts at 7, just go to heartofmercyball.org, heartofmercyball.org,
And then you'll see me and a bunch of other people online Wednesday night. All right, it's 9:48 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
WGN!
Mm-hmm. Leaders aren't born, they're made, and they're made like everything else, through hard work. Well, the Chevy Silverado was made for hard work as well. It's designed to handle the toughest loads with advanced trailering technology. It comes with a drive mode selector. You can select tow and haul or sport or off-road to match any condition. It's tough on the road and off. Guaranteed to work as hard as you do. With its available Duramax 3-liter turbo diesel, Silverado is the most fuel-efficient pickup with 33 miles per gallon on the highway. That's why the Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Now, during Truck Month, get $4,500 cash allowance on a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab. And if you're in need of a new vehicle but don't want to visit the dealership, check out Shop, Click, and Drive. Shop online, take delivery at home. It's simple, it's safe, it's smart. See your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. Hard work is its own reward, but a Chevy Silverado, well, that's not too bad either. And it's a smoking hot looking truck. 9:52 in the morning, 877-2134-LOU. Remember, this phone line will keep working for another hour, so if you'd like to call in and be part of our show out in California, just go ahead and call. Happy to help you this morning as well. I want to try and help as many people as I possibly can, including Linda, who's in Tinley Park. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Lou. I'm great.
Hey, we're going to send you out a House Smarts radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design-build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Working remotely and don't have enough room? Let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace in your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. How may I help you?
So I bought a vanity with a top attached to it when I redid my bathroom this past spring. Didn't know what it was made of, and have cleaned it multiple times with no problem. But last time I cleaned it, I used this regular bathroom surface cleaner. It didn't get like the, you could feel like the hairspray on it. And so I sprayed vinegar on it and walked away, came back. And now there's like this dull, yeah, I hear you making the noise. There's like this dull spots on it where I think I sprayed. I guess there's like a chemical reaction maybe. It was later I found out that it was an unsealed manufactured quartz.
Right.
Is there anything I can do?
So maybe. So it's just a vanity it's just a vanity top, right?
The top is all that's damaged.
All right.
But it came attached to the vanity.
Right. The
it was all
the
one
sink.
Piece.
Right. Okay.
Right.
There's a product line under the name of Rejuvenate. And Rejuvenate makes floor cleaners, and they make a bunch of different products. If you go to the hardware store, you'll see a bunch of these products. They do make a countertop refinisher that can be used on a bunch of different surfaces. It's not a forever thing. You won't be able to use the vinegar. I mean, what happens, you know, obviously the vinegar is an acid, right? And if you spray it and you let it sit there, well, then it's going to do its job. Like any cleaner, right? I mean, we're all kind of conditioned to be like, I want to spray it and wipe it and be done. Well, if you give that, whatever the chemical is, a little bit time to work, it's going to work. And the vinegar did exactly what it was supposed to do. It tore up that finish, which is not what you want. But try this Rejuvenate countertop refinisher. It's a coating that you'll put over the top of it, and it should work. And you're going to have to do it over, Linda, the entire surface.
Okay.
To blend it all in. Follow the directions on the bottle, and you should have some success with this. But don't be surprised if 6 months from now you have to do it again.
Does this seal it too, or should I seal it after I do this?
No, you're going to use this, and that's it, and it should be fine. Thanks for the phone call. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, the harsh winter combined with the rainy spring and, well, it can make your deck look weathered and worn. Call Deck Tech. Now, despite the current health concerns, Deck Tech can safely restore your deck. Call Deck Tech today, and they'll gladly leave behind a fresh estimate, a free estimate, and it'll be fresh without coming in contact with your family. The entire process from start to finish is completely safe. Deck Tech uses an oil-based sealer, which penetrates deep into your deck's wood fibers, replenishing natural oils, which preserve, protect, and prevent your deck from cracking, peeling, and splitting. The Deck Tech process seals out wetness, but more importantly, your deck will be restored to its original beauty. And the best part is, with Deck Tech, you won't even break a sweat. Call 800-956-DECK. That's 800-956-DECK, or visit restoreyourdeck.com. All right, everybody, here's the thing. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Lindsay, nice job today. Joe Brandon, always nice to work with you. And Don and Bob Ferguson, thank you as always for your hard work and pushing all the buttons and making sure we're on the air. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe. Remember, we're just a few days away from the election, so please get out there and vote. We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio. Have a terrific weekend, everybody.